Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things, but now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearances, but the Lord looks on the heart. I think most of you, if not all of you, would have liked the rich man. He had money, and he was generous with it. He feasted with his friends and companions every day. He was finely dressed. It would have been an honor to be seen with him. He led a life that many would envy. Plenty of fine food, lots of friends. Even in death, he would have been praised. What a good man he was. Obviously, God had blessed him. Look at all that he had. The poor man Lazarus had none of these things and would not be attractive to many of us. He had not a crumb from the rich man's table. His clothes were tattered. He was passed by the rich man and his friends every day as they went to feast. His canine companions attended to the sores on his body, their tongues serving as the potsherds that served Job in his distress. But the dogs did not injure him, but sympathized with him and cared for him. The rich man was crueler than a beast, because he felt no sympathy and no compassion, but was completely unmerciful. Lazarus, when he died, would have been laid with the poor in an unmarked grave, and unremarked by anyone, probably forgotten as he lay unseen there at the gate. But how often must he have prayed something like this? "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long?" As the Lord says, things are not always as they appear. The rich man seemed to be approved by God, and the beggar Lazarus despised by God. That is how the world sees things. Yet the rich man is found in the torments of hell. He, like his fathers, had resisted the Holy Spirit and died outside the faith, and thus he had no good works before the Lord. He had received his reward on the earth. Lazarus, though, was born to Abraham's side by the holy angels. He was counted as righteous before God because of his faith, and in heaven he enjoys the good things that belong to the children of God who are heirs of the king. You'll note the rich man is not accused of being greedy, of stealing, or of adultery, nothing of the sort. The evil of which he is guilty is pride. He sees poor Lazarus outside his door, and he has no compassion on him at all. No one is suggesting that he give to Lazarus any of his wealth, but simply that he would offer the crumbs off his table as alms. Do you see yourself in that at all? If so, repent. Repent of your pride and your chasing after mammon. Another interesting thing is that the rich man's name was well known on earth. It was spoken everywhere. But Lazarus is unknown and unspoken. Yet the rich man's name is lost in eternal silence. And the Lord speaks Lazarus' name. God read out what was written in his book of life, which, as our confessions say, is Jesus himself. And he read his name, Lazarus. Even in hell, the rich man is unrepentant and unmoved. He is envious of Lazarus. He does not ask to be led to Lazarus that he might enjoy the riches of heaven, but he wants Lazarus led down to him, to serve him with a finger that has been dabbed in water and laid upon his tongue. But he is denied that. And so he asks that Lazarus be sent to his brothers. Always he wants Lazarus to serve him. How hard his heart is. He has no cry of faith, but he simply has a continued pride. Abraham tells him that his brothers had what he had always had. They have the word of Moses and the prophets, the very word of God which gives life. They have access, as he did, to the mercy of God in his word. But it sounds like they, as long as he, as well as he, took it for granted and despised it. In the very depths of hell, he continues to despise the Word and the Spirit. He wants a trick from heaven. He wants Lazarus sent back from the dead. Abraham simply says what Jesus says. You have Moses and the prophets. If you believe them, as Jesus said, you will believe in me. For they wrote of me. If you hear Moses and the prophets, you hear Jesus. The good things of this life can be a snare. Good pay, benefits, retirement, newer cars, and the like. From these we feast sumptuously every day. They are snares to people, they are snares to congregations, and they are snares to church bodies. Jesus is not here objecting to the rich man's wealth, but to his impiety, his infidelity, his pride, and his cruelty. I say to you, possess riches, but do not be possessed by them. Use the wealth that the Lord has given us to care for the poor. Offer your neighbor the crumbs from your table. Don't hoard it. There may not be a tomorrow. The Lord gives us gifts to use today, for today is the day of salvation. You see, the rich man's problem is that he did not make friends with his unrighteous mammon. He did not befriend poor Lazarus with any of his wealth. If we find ourselves in that same position, repent. Better to be poor in spirit and so inherit the kingdom of God. Better to be a Lazarus, one dependent on the mercy of God in Christ Jesus, one who trusts the promises of the word and doesn't try to manipulate it or make it say something it doesn't, or God forbid, despise it. Better to be a Lazarus and depend on the crumbs from the master's table, to rest in the bosom of Jesus, for he is love incarnate. He is full of mercy. That's what Lazarus' name means. Mercy. One who has received mercy. He is named after what he has received. The mercy he received was from the Lord Jesus. Think of that as your name also. Being baptized, you have become a Lazarus. One loved by the one who is love itself. Loved by the one who took on our flesh to be our sin and give us life, whose death swallowed up death. In Jesus, who rose from the dead, you have life and will live eternally. You are Lazarus, and you will be brought by the holy angels to the side of Jesus, from which flows your salvation. And there you will receive not crumbs, but an ongoing feast of life and salvation. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.